from the meta model to the Milton model. Now, when this meta model was created between John Grinder, Richard Bandler, and the meta kids at the time, they thought they had nailed it. They thought they had discovered the magic, and they did. Now, Virginia Satir, who they had finished modeling, had her amazing ways of recovering the deeper surface structure and helping people loosen up and change their model of the world. And at this point, the trainers and the meta kids were constantly practicing and defining the meta model in new ways to use it. They kind of thought they were done. But Gregory Bateson, one of the senior professors at their university, told them it was time for them to meet someone different. Now, Gregory Bateson was talking about Milton Erickson. He said, Milton Erickson does things very differently. With that, John and Richard started to get closer to Milton Erickson. And this is where NLP took a dynamic turn. You see, rather than getting specific and shaking up the world, the way Milton would do it would be by chunking up. And this brings us to the Milton model. The hypnotic language patterns. Now, the Milton model doesn't always have to be
hypnotic and trancy,
although it can be. It can also simply be vague and a matter of chunking up. However, if we combine the vagueness and trance-like, people are able to enter a deeper state within. Using the Milton model helps people connect to the deleted information in a different way. It helps them recover and move towards more wholeness. And I get really excited about this. So let's begin.